With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the latest polling in battleground states in the country overall show Donald Trump taking a lead over Kamala Harris as Election Day draws near. Details from reporter Bernie Bennett.
In key battleground states like Arizona and Nevada, Trump leads Harris 48% to 47%. Conversely, the Democratic nominee leads the Republican candidate 48 to 47% in New Mexico and Colorado. One poll has them tied in Pennsylvania, another has Trump leading there, and two other polls have Harris ahead. Harris leads Trump in Michigan and Wisconsin, and one poll has her leading multiple candidates in Virginia. North Carolina, still recovering from hurricane damage, sees Trump leading the vice president 50 to 47%, and a new poll from Tip Insights has Trump leading Harris by 1 point, 49 to 48% nationwide. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The United States Supreme Court has allowed Pennsylvania to count contested provisional ballots, rejecting a Republican plea. Correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
The Supreme Court rejected an emergency appeal from Republicans that could have led to thousands of provisional ballots not being counted in Pennsylvania. The justices left in place a state Supreme Court ruling that election officials must count provisional ballots cast by voters whose mail-in ballots were rejected. The ruling is a victory for voting rights advocates who had sought to force counties, primarily Republican-controlled counties, to let voters cast provisional ballot on Election Day if they had realized that their mail-in ballot was to be rejected for various garden-variety errors, including missing signatures or dates. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 288 points, the Nasdaq rose 144, the S&P 500 advanced 23. This is SRN News. France has begun the countdown to the reopening of Notre Dame.
Renovation work in the wake of that devastating fire in 2019 is just about finished, and the world's most famous cathedral is set to be formally reopened in just over a month. In fact, artisans will be working on Notre Dame well into next year. But the main sanctuary is now safe enough to permit visitors and parishioners beginning on December 8th. The event comes at a time when religious faith is waning in France. Only about half the population calls itself Christian. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Memorials to hundreds of Jews murdered by German forces during World War II have been unveiled in a forest in Poland. The ceremony this week took place at the site of a Nazi labor camp where Jews were forced to work in the fields before they were murdered in 1943. Auschwitz and other death camps are well known, but the Polish site of Adampol had received little attention until now. This is SRN News. After a very rough trading day on Thursday, the major market indexes rallied for a strong Friday. We hear more on the day's activity from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Amazon led stocks higher on Wall Street. Meanwhile, a surprisingly weak jobs report cemented expectations for another cut to interest rates. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 288 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.8%. Amazon rallied more than 6%. The online retail giant delivered stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts had expected. Treasury yields pushed higher in the bond market. Yields initially fell following the jobs report. However, that data was distorted by unusual events, including a strike at Boeing and two major hurricanes. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.